means anything.
It's a world gone mad. A man shoots up a gym in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, shutting off the lights at an aerobics class, and then just draws the gun. Oof, I'll tell you about that aftermath. Sad stuff. On a happier note, former President Clinton rescues two American journalists in North Korea. Now what? Just short of a Lorena Bobbitt, four women glue a cheating man's penis to his stomach. Wow, and heavy rains slam our friends in Kentucky. But let's talk about first, before we get to the shooting, let's talk about what happened in North Korea. I don't know that a lot of people thought Bill Clinton was going to come back with the two women, Laura Ling and Yuna Lee, but sure enough, he was able to do that. Remember, he is the consummate diplomat. And Kim Jong-il really wins in this. There was a lot of photo ops, and I think there is a leaning toward having something happen with the United States. In other words, and the world, trying to be a bigger player. We already know that. And as you know, he still is on my nutball list. But bottom line is, the two women, after 4.5 months of dangling in the breeze, wondering if they were in fact going to get sent to one of those camps, because remember, they were sentenced to 12 years, get rescued. Crazy. And apparently, a lot of tracks were laid down for weeks to make this happen. The last time a president had been in North Korea, even, and this is a former president, the last time a president had been in North Korea, you have to go back to Jimmy Carter. So what was the reaction of the families? Because the families have to be thrilled. We're going to let you hear that right at the top. Here's Mr. Ling's reaction to his daughter coming home.
Well, I knew something was positive was going to happen. And it happened. And I'm so glad and I'm so thankful for all the people that their prayers and thoughts. I'm very thankful to the State Department. I'm very thankful for the government for doing what all they can to gain the release. Well, it has been an emotional yo-yo, positive and then negative, you know. One day is good, one day is bad. I think Bill Clinton played a large role in it. Well, Mrs. Clinton did too. And Bill Clinton is the logical person to go over. She called me about 10 days ago, and I was upstairs. I didn't hear anything until I went downstairs, and she just hung up. And then I played a recording, and it was quite emotional. According to CNN, some said the North Koreans said they're in the air, and we said they haven't left yet. So, yeah, I feel great. I feel, well, one of the few times that, you know, something that positive happened to me, besides having the two girls. Yes, one of the best days of my life.
So that's where we start on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Happy to be captaining this ship as we zoom here and there in some pretty rough waters. There's a lot of interesting things to get to. Not all of it pleasant, obviously. And we'll get your reaction to a couple of things. One, North Korea. Some are saying, wow, what a reward for North Korea. You look at that idiot Kim Jong-il and, of course, the United States on massively opposite sides in the Korean War. No regular contact, as I mentioned, until Jimmy Carter went over there in the mid-90s. And now there is this problem of what about the nukes and what about the threats and how does this hinder or maybe help negotiations? As I said, for sure, it was great to get the American girls back, no question about that, because having them, the thought of them being in that camp, and I really believe they might have been along that border, but I think those guards snatched them up. So it was an ugly story to begin with way back in March. So the good news is the both of them are back or going to be back. They're in the air right now, but they will be back within 6-7 hours of this broadcast. That's the great news. But what does it do to the relationship with North Korea? As I said, good photo op for Kim Jong-il, because there he is with someone who was a former president of the United States, President Clinton. If you notice in some of the shots, this is radio, but if you've seen any of the TV news on this, in the shots. Bill Clinton has a very serious look on his face. Kim Jong-il, of course, is grinning from ear to ear. One thing the United States can get out of this is how sick is the North Korean leader? Because he supposedly suffered a stroke, as we know, a year ago, and his youngest son, Kim Jong-un, is supposed to be the successor. So how close is that country to naming his son as the successor? And I think Clinton will be able to probably gather some of that information while he was in his presence, because they had a dinner, etc. There was a tour and all that other stuff. And ultimately, like I said, the upshot is it ends with the two women coming back, one of them a mother, both of them with families. So Laura Ling, Yuna Lee, pardoned, and they leave the country in the air right now with Bill Clinton. While that was going on, this sad story broke shortly after 9 o'clock Eastern time, everybody's nightmare. I hate it on this show when we talk about people going in somewhere and opening fire. Now, you know my thoughts on concealed weapons, because I'm all about the right to bear arms. So you have a guy with a gun shooting 15 people. Four of them die. Ultimately, he takes his own life. He goes into an L.A. fitness gym. He had his eyes on, and we don't know the reasons why, but an aerobics room. He went into an aerobics room, shut off the lights, and then started shooting and wounded some of the women, and then obviously killed some people. It was a dance class at the gym. So there were two guns. We know that. The shooter's dead, so we don't learn anything from that other than what friends, family, relationships with other people, whatever the police can get from the information when they're investigating, right? Because it's still the very beginning stages of this. I think people in Pittsburgh are just numb. So you had a scene like a scene from a movie. Dozens of squad cars, cop cars everywhere, ambulances called to this gym in a sleepy little area of Pittsburgh in a shopping center where you wouldn't expect something like this would happen, but everybody always says that, right? Why would you think this would happen here, of all places? So, at the hospital, you had the women that were shot, multiple times. All five were critical within minutes of getting there. And, you know, sad, sad story, obviously, for the friends and family. And the people who saw what happened had no clue. It was just like in an instant. Nobody had any clue that this guy was going to react the way he did. It seems strange. He walked into the aerobics room and then decided to prey on these innocent people. I mean, people who were injured and lost their life. It's just a terrible, terrible thing. And then this brings up the gun thing, because now people who are anti-gun will say, this is exactly what happens. You got a bunch of nuts, people loose with handguns, shouldn't have the handguns, and this is what you get. But see, as a result, I say the opposite. What if somebody else had been armed in that situation? You got to think about that. And besides, to me, if you take all the guns off the street, making them illegal, trust me, people will still, the bad guys will still get a hold of the weapons. They still will do that, right? We're going to have more facts on the NRA and crimes like this one coming up later in America tonight. I promise we will lighten the load, too. Birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse. But the two top stories, the bloodbath at that gym in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and also North Korea, the plane left with Bill Clinton and his small entourage, and the two women who had been there for 4.5 months not really knowing if they would.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves, Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
On America Tonight. Still haven't talked about the situation in Kentucky. Apparently pretty bad as they were slammed with all kind of weather. If you're listening to us and you've unfortunately been slammed with those rains, please call and give us a weather update on that. I talked to someone earlier and I'll tell you what they told me, how things were, you know, they were in a canoe basically floating down their streets and the side streets. But otherwise, you know the numbers to jingle for that. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. It is Tuesday, so that means Tech Tuesday. And this is actually something I think all of us can relate to. I love this guy. He's great when it comes to anything technology related. We talk about the internet. We've talked about all kinds of really interesting things, even wireless. Remember, wireless printers. I got one, and we were talking about Kodak, and he was trashing the Kodak wireless printer, and sure enough, he was right. I know, like, two people that had the printers and had so many problems with them. Without further ado, tech guru Greg Stebbin joining us on ATN. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, Kate. It's great to be here. I'm doing great. Thank you.
You know, months ago when we did that segment that you suggested about the printers, the Kodak printers, no joke, I had a handful of people that I knew that had problems with them.
I'm on my fifth or sixth one. I have them wrapped around my finger now. Every time I say, boo, your printer stopped working, they send me another one. And that's how companies should respond when they make shoddy products.
That's,
you know,
right.
Things should last long enough for you to get some use out of them.
That's right. Just keep sending them to you. This is an interesting thing because this happens to me a bunch. A lot of times when you call people, you get this voicemail system where they give you these instructions, especially companies, too, where even if it's a personal email, I mean a personal voicemail, they want you to press 1 for more options, leave a callback number, press this number, etc. And so you sent me a note about that. What's up with that? Does anybody actually press all those numbers and do all those instructions?
Well, here's the deal and what makes this so interesting. So for the sake of this conversation, we're really focusing on the voicemail service that comes with your cell phone.
Right.
And if you use one of the major carriers, that's AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, or T-Mobile, probably all cell carriers, frankly, after you hear your friend's outgoing message, you know, hi, it's Bob, I'm not here right now, leave me a message, blah, 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 blah. Why is it that at the end of your friend's outgoing message, there's always a message that tells you something like, at the tone, please record your message? Oh, really? Gee, I've only done this 30,000 times. Thank you. When you have finished recording, you may hang up. Oh, really? I was just going to finish talking and just hang on the line for a couple of years. We all know how to use voicemail, and yet every time we use it, particularly when we call a cell phone, we get these instructions at the end. Well, why do the cell phone companies insist on leaving those instructions there after a good 15 or 20 years of providing voicemail?
Because they make money, right?
Yeah. You see, these instructions last about 15 seconds. Time is money to a cell phone company, and I want to read you a quote from the New York Times. And although this example applies to Verizon, you could apply it to any cell phone company. Here's a quote-unquote from the New York Times. If Verizon's 70 million customers leave or check messages twice a weekday, Verizon rakes in about $620 million a year.
That's ridiculous.
$620 million a year. And, of course, it's probably more than that because who leaves or checks messages only twice a day? I sometimes leave or check my messages 10 or 20 times a day. This is a huge cash cow, not to mention the time we waste sitting there and listening to the instructions we do not need because, really, we know how to use voicemail by now.
Yeah, well, I'm just stunned by that quote of $620 million a year. And like you said, that's just Verizon, so then you add up all the other carriers.
That's right.
That is big bucks.
That's right. So there's a reporter at the Times named David Pogue who has started a thing called Take Back the Beep. And his plan, and it's also successful, but I'm hoping your listeners will join, is to get people to write to their carrier and politely say, okay, I'm on to you now. Let's knock this out. He has already gotten enough people to respond to email the carriers that the carriers, the four big ones, have all said, okay, we're listening. We can see there's a problem here. But if your listeners go to my website, it's at stebbin.com, S-T-E-B-B as in boy, E-N, stebbin.com. I've got links to either the website or the email address for each of the four major carriers. You can go there and send your carrier an email saying, hey, knock it off, you guys. I want you to get rid of that recording. And we should all do this because that's our money. It's our time. And this is a pretty flagrant abuse of the customer relationship, frankly.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I can imagine they don't like that this has been uncovered. They probably want to strangle Pogue, to be honest.
Well, I mean, this is exactly the kind of thing that he is, frankly, famous for. And I really, you know, hats off to him. I want this to be a huge success, not for him, but really for all of us. You know, when something like this comes to light, thanks to the Internet largely, we have the ability to disseminate information and make it easy for people to respond to companies and say, hey, knock it off. And so now we just have to follow through and do it. And if we don't do it, then we deserve what we get.
Yeah, no kidding. So in the meantime, if we all do that and we try to take back the beep and help him, and much to the, I'm sure, the fury of all the phone carriers, but still, that would
be
great.
Well, they'll figure out another way make money. They're not, you know, I don't worry too much about them. I worry about you and me and your listeners.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely, 100 times over. What's the other thing that that you can do in the meantime? Because you also sent me these instructions, which are great, about just blow off the whole voicemail message thing, skip the outgoing messages, and use the one-star pound method.
Yeah, let me explain what this is, because this is, even if the carriers get rid of that canned message, this is still very useful. Because, you know, you call your friend Bob and you've heard his outgoing message a million times. You really don't need to hear it again. Here's the foolproof method to skip the outgoing message anytime you call anyone who has voicemail. It's called the one-star pound method. And what happens is you make the call, you hear the recording start up. It's your friend saying, you know, I'm not here, leave a message. The minute you hear the recording, you hit the one button. Now, if your friend is on Sprint, you'll automatically, after you hit the one button, hear the beep and you can start leaving your message. If you don't hear the beep, you hit the star button. If your friend's on Verizon, now you'll hear the beep. You can leave your message. And if you don't hear the beep yet, then you hit the pound. And if they're on T-Mobile or Singular, now you'll hear the beep. It sounds really complicated, but the reality is you just have to remember one star pound. Slowly hit them in that succession. Once you hear the beep, start talking, and you no longer have to sit through anybody's outgoing message again. This is, it's not only just a huge time saver, but I have some friends, I just can't listen to their messages anymore. I just don't even call them anymore. I text them or I email them instead because I can't bear it, and now I don't have to.
I know, I love that. It's the same thing over and over again. And people with kids think it's cute, and the kids say something, and somebody drops something, and you know how it is, or the dog's barking in the background. And even if it's clever the first couple times, it gets on your nerves after a while.
You know, I called a friend of mine the other day, and I realized as I was listening to him go through his spiel, and I'm sure people feel the same way about my spiel, too, but as I was listening, I realized he has had the same outgoing message. I mean, literally the same, not changed once for about 15 years.
Oh.
This is one of my best friends, so I bet I call this guy, gosh, 5-10 times a week. Do you realize how many times I've listened to this? Now I don't have to, and I'm a very happy fella.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing now that you threw out that suggestion. All right, everybody, go to www, of course, the three W's, .stebben.com, STEBBEN.com. Let's take it back, because I don't think they should get all that money, and I know Greg doesn't, obviously. That's why he joined us on America Tonight. Greg, as always, it's a pleasure. Thanks for bringing this to light.
It's great to be here, Kate. Thank you.
All right. How about that? You don't have to listen to those messages over and over and over again. I know what he means. You know, I haven't changed my message recently either. I want to say it's probably been 4 or 5 years since I changed mine. And I say something on my personal message like, I promise I'll get back to you. And people always rake me over the coals for that. Now there's a way they don't have to listen to me or anybody else. And he told you the secret squirrel code. And I hope that a lot of you take his advice, go to the website, and do something about it, because that's a whole lot of coin they're getting. $620 million a year. Can you imagine? Odds and ends coming up next, Round the Bend.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Down the street, pull way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorways and full of strength. The sound of the beat, yeah.
All right, so the high fives going around in Pyongyang, at least for the success of the former President Clinton in getting the release of the two American journalists. That's great, but ultimately, what does it mean in moving forward? Absolutely, there are some risks involved. When you think of the test missiles that were fired off in from North Korea just a couple of months ago, and, of course, the threats with the waterways, etc., ultimately, what does this mean? It's very strange to look at a picture of Kim Jong-il, who looks like he's 100 pounds, and a very stern-looking Bill Clinton. And, of course, as I mentioned already, Kim Jong-il grinning from ear to ear because it's a huge photo op for him. And that was the deal. He wanted somebody with a big name to come over there, and I think those two girls were bait for that. They're out. That's the good news. The bad news is, what does this mean moving forward? That's part of Odds and Ends. Kate hanging with you here on ATN. Besides that, in Kentucky, we always talk about weather. Kentucky slammed with some brutal weather, just saturated. I talked to somebody today who, as I said before, they're in a boat going down the street. When somebody tells you they're in a boat, I don't care if it's a kayak, a canoe, a raft, whatever, it's not good. That doesn't mean a little bit of rain. That means a flood. So a lot of people in Kentucky dealing with flood conditions. In the meantime, the condition is no go, at least for the people who live near Fort Leavenworth in Kansas not thrilled about the possibility of those detainees, a.k.a. the terrorists to you and me, many of them directly linked to 9/11, being housed in their backyard. We're going to let you hear what the mayor had to say earlier today on one of the Fox shows in just a minute here. And I think she made some pretty good points. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Kate, thanks for the opportunity again. You know, tonight I'm going to have to give an opposing point of view. I hope this doesn't trouble our relationship in the political tempest and tsunamis of the world that we live in. But, hey, got to do it. I believe that we need to be looking at Obama's birth certificate because, Kate, it's not like we're talking about somebody called Bill Clinton. You know, mm-hmm. You wouldn't say, was Bill Clinton born in South Africa? Because, you know, his parents, you know, never went to South Africa. And his, you know, his name is not an African name. And, you know, he's not a, he hasn't spent time in Muslim churches. But this guy, his name's not Bill Clinton. It's Barack Hussein Obama. His daddy was born in Kenya, you know. His, I mean, and, you know, he went and studied in madrasas in Indonesia where he, his second daddy was, another Muslim. You know, if anything, Brock, should be so grateful to this country for all that he's been able to accomplish in it. He should say, you know, yeah, open up my records and look, you know, that birth certificate should be in a glass. In case you're in Hawaii, they should be, you know, thrilled to be able to claim him as a native son and a president of the United States.
Yeah, but Tomas, so, you know the latest thing. Let me stop you here. You know the latest thing is even Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily, who was offering $10,000 for anybody who could come up with the authentic birth certificate, he even said, listen, I have to say that this Kenyan birth document that's being thrown out there is not correct, is false. And there was somebody that came forward, and it was actually the birth certificate that was being pumped out there, this one the other day, is a false birth certificate. It was copied from one in Australia. So the problem with the push, this what they're calling the birther movement, the problem is, you have idiots who are doing things like that. So that doesn't lend any credibility to the argument of where's the real birth certificate because they're doing stupid things like phonying up something and
well,
it's a fraudulent document.
Supposedly the birth certificate is in Hawaii. And so all he had, why in the world would he not just say, hey, look, there it is right there, boom, here. You know, at a press conference, everybody can touch it and smell it and you know, do anything you want. But, you know, I mean, I could send you tonight a fax of the birth certificate of King Kong being born yesterday in Washington, D.C., you know, because you can touch up stuff already
right.
Kenyan document, they've had people reproducing it on the Internet and putting different names in it and just little things to make it look like it's, you know, a forgery. And you got to have, we're talking about something that you need just to get a stinking job in this country. And the last time I heard, president of the United States is a pretty important job.
So let's just be straight with this. I think it makes the GOP look like nuts when they get into the fringe side of this. I will eat these words backwards and forwards if it's true. I've talked to so many people, Tomas, about this, and I'm right there with you. Listen, I'm no fan of what the administration's done in the first 6 months. You know that. I have a list so long. I talked about it the other night. But I think it makes everybody look bad when things like the dummied up birth certificates are being propagated out there as this is it, this is the real thing, like it's Ripley's Believe It or Not. You don't want that. It's like you just said, anybody could touch up anything. So, I mean, the bottom line is, what is in it? Here's the first thing you got to think. Why would what would be in it for his mother when he was born? She thinks that he was going to be the president of the United States, so she had a birth certificate dummied up
on
in Hawaii?
That's an easy answer. I mean, you want your child to have Kenyan citizenship, or do you want your child to have American citizenship, especially in 1961 this white girl from, like, Kansas, the, you know, the middle of the United States, is married to an African. They met in, like, Russian class, okay? They were,
right.
They were left. I mean, you talk about society being against them. She wanted her child to at least have, you know, American citizenship. I mean, that would be the first thing that I would try and do. So I don't think that's a problem there. I mean, sure. But, you know, well, I'll tell you what. I will eat my words backwards and forwards, but you got to tell me how to do that because I really haven't had that much practice. How do you eat a word backwards again?
I can find a way to do it. We can rewind the tape, and we can do it, I promise you.
Hey,
Tomas,
hey,
you know, go ahead.
We're going to have the Kate Commando meeting in Grand Rapids at Rosa Parks Friday at 8 p.m. Kate Commando from all of Michigan, come to Rosa Parks Friday at 8 p.m. And just
All right, 8 p.m. Tomas, and you know I love you, and it's okay. We don't have to agree on everything. I've said this clearly many times. There are so many things that I think this administration has screwed up and goofed up and that I completely don't agree with, like health care reform, ramming it down our throats without a clear-cut path and not even a bill in place. It makes no sense. And then you wonder why people are screaming at these meetings. Well, they're screaming at the meetings, and they're not all plants. There's this new theory that there are a bunch of plants out there, that there are these conservative people that are running around to these meetings that are screaming things out. Hey, there may be a few of those astroturfers, but I think it's the real American people that are going out that are frustrated, concerned, and worried that they're having this thing rammed down their throat. So I don't get it. So there's a ton of things I don't agree with. But I just cannot go there and make this leap about the birth certificate. I can't do it. How does he get to the Oval Office and there is not clear-cut proof? Well, then you can say to me, well, then prove the birth certificate. They're saying, what are you kidding me? That there is a birth certificate. It's on file. But WorldNet Daily says that there are other documentations that aren't available. Kindergarten records, Columbia University records, Harvard Law School records, medical records, all that sort of stuff. So I think it's fine to question, but you don't want to go so far over the edge that you make the movement sound ridiculous. Thus, it becomes a joke. And that's what's happened when you have that nutball attorney that was on the airwaves the other day making no sense, dribble coming out of her mouth. And then, of course, she flees the country, and the birth certificate and the motion that was filed was clearly a false document. I mean, if there is a real document, if there is a real authenticated Kenyan document, bring it on, baby. Bring it on. But there isn't, and that's the problem. That's why I said I will eat my words if there is. I mean, trust me. Obama, again and again, it's been reported. He was born August 4th, 1961, in a Honolulu hospital. So the verification, the doctor's testimony, the witnesses of the statement, all that other sort of stuff, you know, has it been confirmed by the White House? The White House is saying, screw you. Why do we have to do this? Because somebody's trying to attack Obama. That it's clear that he was born in Hawaii, and we're not going to justify this. We're not going to do that. And you ask anybody in Hawaii, and boy, of course, you know. Automatically, they're on the defense and saying, you know, what's this about? Who started this? This is just a bunch of nonsense. So the question of where the birth certificate is can go in two different directions. It can go down the road of nonsense or the road of reality. The road of reality is a better one because if this is all false, then there is a way to make the kingdom fall, but not if you take a leap with false documents and crazy nuts who are making appearances, and they make no sense. They make everybody look stupid who doesn't believe in the birth certificate actually being valid from Hawaii because there is no proof. Hang with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
That's what we can call this segment. Did you hear this story about Russian subs that are cruising off the U.S. coastline? Yeah. Two nuclear-powered attack subs patrolling international waters for days. We'll have to see what we can find out about that one. Clinton is in the air right now, leaving North Korea hours ago with the two U.S. journalists who were charged. Sentenced to 12 years. They were pardoned and now are finding out that they're going home. How exciting is that? As I said, they're probably drinking their third Diet Coke. Who knows? And ex-President Clinton had a lot to do with that. Apparently Hillary Clinton did too. But now a lot of people are saying, and it is a legitimate question, at what cost? What does this mean with diplomatic relations for North Korea, because Kim Jong-il knows this is a wicked poker game, and he just scored a big one. I think he snatched them for that very reason, and somebody with a big name had to go over and get them. So the negotiations included Bill Clinton, because there were other people from the government that offered to go, but they wanted no parts of that. Once Clinton's name got thrown into the fray, it became a much bigger photo op. Coming up, we'll let you hear from the mayor of Leavenworth, Kansas, who does not want anything to do with those Gitmo detainees. First, though, let's grab this call from Sam in Montreal. Hello, Slammin' Sammy.
Hello, you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Both hunky and very dory.
Do you know for sure that the man leading Canada, Stephen Harper, is a Canadian?
Yes. Some people wish he wasn't. But as far as I know, he's Canadian. He's your typical, he takes his kids to school, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And his oldest son plays hockey, so he's a hockey dad, too. So, you know, he's your hysterical, typical Canadian dad. So as far as I know, he was born here, you know. But if you ever see the the House of Commons, what you would call, the Congress here, Congress in the States, and they show question period, some of the members have, turbans on their heads. So, they were born in another country. So once you become a Canadian citizen, you can run for any office. So as far as
even the highest office, right? You don't have to be a naturalized citizen.
Well, once you become a citizen, but, with all the respect to President Obama and the Prime Minister, Harper, who would want to? You know?
Yeah, I wouldn't, forget about it. I wouldn't want that job. I agree.
No, I mean, look, you're happy where you are. Why change, right?
Yeah, why rock the boat? Exactly.
Yeah, like, Julie's been offered other jobs with other companies. And if you repeat this, I know all of America tonight is hearing this. We're going to a football game Friday night, and I'm going to pop her the question.
Wow. Do we have some applause for Slammin' Sammy getting engaged?
No, I'm going to pop. She doesn't know it.
Wow. Good for you. Now, you've been dating for a couple of years.
Yeah, she had 2.5 years.
Wow.
She doesn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask her, and if she says, if she says yes, hey, I'll be doing cartwheels. If I know deep down in the back of her mind, she still loves her late husband.
Yeah.
So if she says no, she's not ready, I'll respect her for it.
Right, because it's the truth.
Yeah, I know it's the truth, because the first couple of times we did the bedroom boogie. Notice I'm being diplomatic here.
Right.
A couple of times, by accident, she mentioned her late husband's name.
Ooh.
I know. For a couple of few guys, it'd be like, okay, I'm putting on my clothes and leaving. This is it.
Yeah, in a tender moment, that would break up the mood a little bit.
Yeah, but because people have told me, hey, when we first started going out, take your time. And if she, by accident, mentions her late husband's name, take it. But if she does it more than a few times, it's like, hey, whoa, what's going on here?
Right.
And, just to get on the sports section for a moment, a former Philadelphia Flyer is announcing his retirement.
And who would that be?
Jeremy Roenick.
I know. I saw that in the news. And, it's funny. I think of Roenick really not as a Flyer, though. I think of Roenick as a Chicago Blackhawk.
Yeah, because that's where he was.
Yeah, the bulk of his career was with the Blackhawks.
Yeah, but I know he also spent some time with the Flyers, and he was very controversial about the league, about how it was run and all that.
Oh, no kidding. He was a controversial player, but he was a fun player to watch, especially in his younger days. He was incredible.
Sure.
Great speed, great hands, yeah.
Sure. So, I think he's bound for the Hockey Hall of Fame. That's me personally, but, it's up to the people who... It's up to the committee who decides who gets in and who doesn't. I know there's one guy who doesn't deserve to get in. I'm a certain Mr. Lindros.
Yeah, Eric Lindros, I don't think ever really lived up to what he could be anyway.
Right.
And
right.
With all the shenanigans that he pulled with Quebec.
Yeah, I know. Any time when he played with the Flyers, when he came to Montreal, let me be blunt. I think the late Yasser Arafat would have been more welcome than Eric Lindros.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, congratulations on getting ready to pop the question. Sam, we'll talk to you in the next couple of days.
Okay, take care.
As I promised, this is a real fair or foul question. And I'm all over this saying that it's foul. I don't blame Mayor Shea Baker for saying we don't want the Gitmo guys in Leavenworth. We don't want them in our backyard. In fact, she was on one of the Fox shows today. I thought she was pretty well-spoken and made her point pretty clearly as to why the people there want nothing to do with this.
But we have two primary concerns. We have the concern of security for our citizens,
yeah.
And we also have a concern about the potential economic impact that this would have on our community. And that is our goal, and we're very good at keeping guys on the inside at both the federal penitentiary and the USDB. Our concern are the followers, the sympathizers of these detainees, and the potential impact they could have, the potential threat that they could cause to our community.
All right, and that, of course, is, I think, dead on, right? And not even so much about protesters, but about other people who would be possible jihadists, let's say, sleeping terror cells, whatever. Who knows what element could be brought in that direction? It's not very fringe to say that. It's just, I think, realistic, a great possibility. And as somebody said on this show, bringing the detainees to the United States anyway puts another target on our backs again. So why do we have to have this target on our back? It makes no sense. The D-Day for this is January of 2010. But the choice has to be made. Is it going to be this Michigan prison? Is it going to be Leavenworth? And Leavenworth, of course, is the super max prison, the lockdown place, where if you're going to pick a spot in the United States that you think is the safest, that would be it. But I don't blame the people in Kansas for not wanting the terror suspects in their neck of the woods. And I'm glad this mayor spoke up when she was asked about it. And I think there's going to be more of a fight on this. We've seen a senator from Kansas speak up, and I think the people are starting to get worried about it. And there's going to be an outpouring of emails and calls and everything else to the White House, from what I understand. In fact, we're going to talk to some people next week from Kansas and get their feelings on being thrown up there, particularly in that neighborhood right near their Leavenworth, not too far outside of the gates, how they feel about making headlines as the possible landing spot for 229, maybe, terror suspects. All right, here's the oddball story of the day. A married man who was going to rendezvous with one of his handful of girlfriends, mistresses, whatever, at a Wisconsin motel, instead ended up with his penis glued to his stomach. That's what the court documents say. Hey, I don't know what else to call it, member. Four women, including his wife, showed up to bind and blindfold him, right? So they put the adhesive on his package. And this was a plot to punish him for this, quadrangle that went seriously wrong for him. But the women are going to get punished for this, possibly up to 6 years in prison. You know, it's a whole twisted thing. So while it's funny to hear about it, they're all free on $200 cash bail. But all of the women apparently were romantically involved with him, and there's a good chance that they could go to prison. I mean, criminal complaints have been filed in this one. Man, it has to be humiliating for this guy, too, right? Gotta watch what you do, guys, because nothing like a woman scorned.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Okay, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?